Sports this morning here on KJAN. The Pittsburgh Pirates are a little closer to first place in the National League Central after winning the opener of a four-game series against the reigning World Series champs. Charlie Morton combined with two relievers on a six-hitter as the Bucks beat San Francisco 4-0. Morton is 8-4 after striking out eight while limiting the Giants to four hits in 6 2/3 innings. Neil Walker capped the scoring with a two-run homer in the sixth. Aramis Ramirez and Younghoe Kang provided RBI doubles as the Pirates pulled within 4.5 games of the NL Central leading Cardinals. The Giants trail the NL West leading Dodgers by 2.5 games. In the rest of the major leagues, the Yankees lead the AL East, and it's down now to 1.5 games over Toronto following Cleveland's 3-2 victory in the Bronx. Josh Tomlin surrendered just a run and two hits in 7 innings. Chris Archer fired a one-hitter, and Desmond Jennings singled home the lone run in Tampa Bay's 1-0 win over Houston. Jose Abreu drilled a two-run double and had three RBIs as the White Sox downed the Angels 8-2 in Anaheim. Boston knocked off Kansas City 4-1 as Wade Miley held the Royals to a run and six hits in 7 1/3 innings. Ryan Hannigan sparked the Red Sox three-run third by poking a two-run single and scoring on Jackie Bradley Jr.'s triple. The Royals now pace the AL Central by 13.5 games over Minnesota, with Detroit 14 games back. The Twins crushed Baltimore 15-2 behind Miguel Sano's two-run homer and three RBIs. Kurt Suzuki and Eddie Rosario delivered two-run singles. The New York Mets now pace the NL East by four games after second place. The Nationals dropped a 3-2 decision at Colorado. Jose Reyes doubled home the game's first run and scored on Ben Paulson's tie-breaking single in the seventh. Jake Arrieta picked up his major league leading 15th win by tossing six shutout innings in the Cubs' 7-1 win over Atlanta. Anthony Rizzo launched a three-run homer, and Addison Russell added a solo shot that put the Cubbies ahead 5-0. The Cubs ended a three-game skid and moved four games ahead of the Giants for the second NL wildcard berth. Alfredo Simone tossed a one-hitter as Detroit blanked Texas 4-0. A.J. Pollock hit a go-ahead two-run single in the eighth inning to complete Arizona's comeback in a 5-4 win at Cincinnati. And Martin Prado belted a two-run homer to provide a key sacrifice fly in Miami's 9-7 triumph over Philadelphia. In other Major League Baseball news, the Giants have filled the need in the outfield after Hunter Pence was placed on the disabled list for the third time this season. The Giants have picked up veteran Marlon Byrd in cash from the Cincinnati Reds for minor league reliever Steven Johnson. The 37-year-old Byrd hit .237 with 19 home runs and 42 RBIs in 96 games with the Reds this season, his 14th in the majors. He has averaged 24 home runs each of the three previous seasons. The Giants are Byrd's 7th team since 2012. Tampa Bay Rays reliever Jake McGee could miss for the rest of the season following Friday's surgery on his left knee. The LA Dodgers are close to becoming the first major league team with a $300 million luxury tax payroll after acquiring second baseman Chase Utley from Philadelphia on Wednesday. Major League Baseball says the arrival of the six-time All-Star raised team payroll for tax purposes to about $298.5 million, well above the $189 million tax threshold. The Dodgers' projected tax bill is about $44 million, which would top the record $34 million paid by the New York Yankees after the 2005 season. Outfielder Travis Snyder is back with the Pirates organization after being signed to a minor league deal. The Detroit Tigers have acquired veteran lefty Randy Wolf from Toronto and put pitchers Daniel Norris and Anibal Sanchez on the disabled list. And the Arizona Diamondbacks have activated catcher Gerald Laird from the 60-day disabled list and designated him for assignment. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Iowa over Salt Lake 13-2, Omaha 5-4 over Las Vegas. Those teams meet again here tonight. Iowa's at Salt Lake for an 8:35 start. Omaha at Las Vegas for a 9:05 start time, here this evening, Central Time. Tiger Woods is off to a fine start at the PGA's Wyndham Championship following his best round in 2 years. Woods opened with a 6-under 64 that included 7 birdies and a bogey. It was his lowest score on the tour since a 61 in the second round of the Bridgestone Invitational back in 2013. Woods is 187th in the FedEx Cup standings as he tries to move himself into the 125-man field for the playoffs that start with the Barclays next week. He can wrap up a spot with a win or possibly a solo second-place finish. William McGirt, Eric Compton, and Tom Hoge share the lead. each played bogey-free in carding 6-under 62s. Jim Herman, Derek Ernst, and Morgan Hoffman are tied for 4th at -7. And a computer error has caused the PGA Tour to readjust the U.S. standings for the President's Cup team. Officials realized that double the FedEx Cup points had been awarded starting with the Fries.com Open in October. Points were not supposed to be doubled the value until the first event of 2015. The adjustments mean that Robert Streb and Charlie Hoffman will have more work to do to earn one of the 10 automatic qualifying slots for the American squad. Streb dropped from 11th to 16th, and Hoffman slipped from 12th to 15th. Karen Eicher had 6 birdies and a 7-hole stretch en route to a 7-under 65 and the first-round lead in the Canadian Pacific Women's Open. Eicher is winless in 253 career LPGA Tour starts. Arizona Cardinals starting nose tackle Cordy Peters will miss the upcoming NFL season after tearing his left ACL in practice on Wednesday. Cardinals coach Bruce Arians says rookie Rodney Gunter will move into the starting nose tackle role after being taken in the 4th round of the draft out of Delaware State. Elsewhere in the NFL, Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III suffered a concussion in Thursday's preseason game against Detroit. Griffin also got a stinger in his right shoulder, but coach John Gruden said that should be okay. Griffin fumbled twice, was sacked 3 times, and hit hard on other occasions while completing 2 of 5 passes for 8 yards. Minnesota backup tackle Carter Bykowski has a torn pectoral muscle, and coach Mike Zimmer says he may not be able to play again this season. His injury depletes a position that was already thin when starting right tackle Phil Lodeholt was lost for the season with a torn left Achilles. 2 people familiar with the talks tell the Associated Press negotiations between the Bills and defensive tackle Marcell Dareus have stalled. The 25-year-old Dareus will make just over $8 million in the final year of his contract this season. He's been part of an aggressive defense that has combined for an NFL-leading 111 sacks over the past 2 seasons. A Baltimore jury has found the director of security for the Baltimore Ravens not guilty of charges that he groped a stadium worker after a game. Deron Sanders was charged with second-degree assault and a 4th-degree sex offense. And a person familiar with the decision says free agent forward J.R. Smith has agreed to re-sign with the Cavaliers after initially declining his $6.8 million player option following last season. Smith came to the Cavs in a trade with the New York Knicks last season. He averaged 12.7 points in 46 regular season games with the Cavaliers. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN. Sports brought to you this hour by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.